Hello everyone, this is Professor Reena Pujara, having an industry experience of 6 years and 6 years of teaching. In our earlier modules, we have introduced the concept of industrial relations and understood the facts that how industrial relations is going to affect an overall economy. Wherein we have discussed about few steps taken by the government to avoid disputes and conflicts in the industry. So when we talk about areas of disputes and conflicts, we have come to some known laws or acts which is imposed on the employer to give certain benefits to their employees. So when we talk about the Maharashtra Shops and Establishment Act, that is 1948, so somewhere this is talking about all those shops and the establishments in the state of Maharashtra only, and this is not applicable to all over India at large. So this is basically a act which is imposed on owners of the shops and establishment to follow some provisions which are being listed in the act, which is imposed on the employer, and by to which they agree to bind to follow the rules and regulations mentioned in the law. The Bombay Shops and Establishment Act 1948 extends to the whole of state of Maharashtra. So here we come to know about this act was basically to cover all the shops and establishment in Bombay. But later when it was found to be effective, it was then at a large implemented for the whole state of Maharashtra. It came into effect from 11th January 1948 with a view to regulate conditions of work and employment in shops and commercial establishments, residential hotels, restaurants, eating houses, theatres, other place of public amusement or entertainment and other establishment. So they are covering a large number of units over here, wherein they make sure that the working conditions of the labor employed in all these units are being taken care of. The act is generally made applicable within the municipal limits and can be extended to local areas having population of 25,000 or more. So here they have defined this act to area having more than a population of 25,000. This act restricts timing of opening and closing hours of shops and commercial establishment. So first of all, when we talk about this act, every owner or employer or who is holding a shop or establishment in a particular area of Maharashtra has to first get the shop and establishment license. So once he gets this license through certain sets of procedures to be followed, he binds to all the provisions which are enacted in this law, which refers what will be the opening time of that particular shop or establishment, which says what should be the maximum closing time of that shop and establishment, which also restricts the maximum number of hours that an employee can work in that particular shop and establishment, what should be the time limit set for young people, women, etc. It keeps control on daily and weekly hours of work of the employees, interval for rest spread over. Now here it also acts as a control mechanism. That means the implementation should also be powerful. It's not only that we design policies which are in favor of laborers, but then its powerful implementation is also required. And after implementation, we also need to check on regular basis that whether it is being followed regularly by the employers or not, whether the laborers are deprived of the act or not. So here they also have some control mechanism through the inspection machinery, through which they have regular inspection whether the provisions made under this act are being followed or not. So here they are talking about daily working hours which are being set under the act, and weekly working hours. That means total number of hours to be worked in a week should not go beyond the set limit. It provides overtime wages, paid holiday and leave with wages to employees. It also talks about overtime wages. That means the time limit which is being set, that is maximum working hours for any employee to work in that particular shop and establishment. And say for example, he or she, because the situation demands. Now when we are talking about shops, now there may be some shops who are offering seasonal products, or maybe sometimes they work beyond their time limit just to satisfy the needs of the customers arising in the market. So they are allowed to work some extra number of hours. But then, there are some guidelines also set so that the employees are deprived of this extra number of working hours, and he or she is being paid for that extra number of hours given to in that particular shop or establishment. So the act also defines about, the overtime wages to be paid to the employee or worker. Then paid holidays. Every person, needs a break when he or she is working continuously on a particular kind of job for a longer period of time. So there are certain number of leaves which are allowed to be taken by an employee and for which their wages or salaries won't be deducted, and they are called as paid holidays. That means an employee can take holiday for whatsoever reason. And for that particular day, his or her salary won't be deducted, the wages won't be deducted. And leave with wages to employees. It also provides health and safety. So similarly, we have provisions which covers factories to, implement all those provisions in the Factories Act 1948. In this act, Shops and Establishment Act, we do have some provisions which are related to health and safety of the employees working in that particular shop or establishment. It prohibits employment of young persons and women during certain period. That means they have a certain time limits beyond which a young person who is a person who is in the age of adolescence. That means he has completed his childhood, his more than 14 years, and so he or she is eligible to work. But since he or she has not yet completed the age of 18 years, he or she is still in the age of adolescence and is still young. So for such people who fall between the age 14 plus and below 18 are called young employees. So there are some restrictions on working hours or say time limit for young people to work in any particular shop and establishment. And same is for the women workers or employees working in the shops and establishment. Some time limits are being set for their safety purpose. It prohibits employment of child labor. As we know that due to regular ILO conferences happening, India is one of the country who has agreed to abolish child labor in the country, and we are taking steps towards it so that we are completely able to abolish child labor in our country. So here also this acts cover that point, considering that no child will be employed, that is no employee below the age of 14 years will be allowed to work or will be hired. It also states further that sometimes it is a family business, the shop is owned by a family. So here they also have considered that point, that though that child may be belonging to that family, cannot work in that particular shop or establishment. Employees working in shop, commercial establishment and industrial establishment get the benefit of, that means whatever establishment and shops which are covered under this act will get an benefit of taking the benefits and privileges from the certain acts. Payment of Wages Act, they are liable again to claim. Workmen Compensation Act, Industrial Employment Standing Orders Act and Maternity Benefit Act for women employees under the provision of this act. So they are also, you know, eligible to get all those benefits which are arising out of this particular act. Section 32 of this act talks about employment of children, young person and woman. So here section 32 of Shops and Establishment Act talks about they will not be hiring or employing any children or say a employee below the age of 14, that is restricted. No child shall be required or allowed to work whether as an employer or otherwise in any establishment, notwithstanding that such child is a member of the family of the employer. Now when we talk about section 33, it talks about opening and closing hours of young person and woman. That means any woman or young person working in that particular shop and establishment will have certain time limits. Within that time limits, they can work. Beyond that time limits, they are not allowed to work. So it becomes the employer's responsibility to take care of such time limits which are being set in this particular act. So no such young person shall be required or allowed to work in any establishment after 7 p.m. So the time limit set for young person or say a young employee who is below the age of 18 will not be allowed or should not be allowed by the employer itself to work beyond 7 p.m. And when it comes to women, no such woman shall be required or allowed to work in any establishment after 9:30 p.m. So 9:30 p.m. is the maximum time limit set by this act for women's working in any shops or any establishment. Now talking about section 34 of this act, it talks about daily hours of work for young person. Now see, when we talk about young person, so they are still not physically so developed to take up, you know, more physical loads. And so keeping this in your mind, we need to take some action so that the person or the young employee is not overloaded with work. And that may affect, you know, the future performance of that young person. So the act also says that notwithstanding anything contained in this act, no young person shall be required or allowed to work whether as an employee or otherwise in any establishment for more than 6 hours in a day. So though we are allowing the person, adolescents or young person to work, to become independent, to earn money, but then they should not take that physical effort which may ruin their future. So here the maximum time limit which is being set for the employment of young person is 6 hours. They should not be given any work which will cross this time limit. No young person shall be required or allowed to work whether as an employee or otherwise in any establishment for more than 3 hours in a day unless he has had an interval for rest of at least half an hour. So here they are also talking about, you know, the continuous working hours. Now though a young person is allowed to work for 6 hours in a day, but then the act also specifies that he should not work 6 hours continuously. Maximum what he can work for continuous number of hours is 3 hours. And then after 3 hours or say maximum after 3 hours, rest intervals need to be provided to young people, and that should be half an hour, at least half an hour. Section 34A, prohibition of employment of young person and woman in dangerous work. Now the earlier section talks about working hours for a young person maximum, and you know the continuity of the work. And here it talks about the type of work wherein the young person cannot be employed, and it also says that there are some processes wherein women cannot be employed though they have completed the age of 18, though they are adult, but still women and young people should not enter into the dangerous work. No young person or woman working in any establishment, whether as an employee or otherwise, shall be required or allowed to perform such work as may be declared by the state government by notification in the official gazette to be work involving danger to life, health or morals. So now how do we identify what are those kind of works or type of work which comes under dangerous work, which will affect the health of say young person or woman, and which is not safe for them, and or which goes against their morals. So this list is being declared by the state government. Government may grant exemption under this act to particular shop or the commercial establishment, or class of shop of commercial establishment, or class or of shop or class of commercial establishment applied for it. In order to ensure ease of doing business, the government of Maharashtra has simplified the process of issuing the registration of the shops and establishment under the Maharashtra Shop and Establishment Act 1948. So now when we talk about this act and getting the license or getting registered under the Shop and Establishment Act, the government is helping the businessmen through making its procedure and method so simplified that there are no much delays in acquiring such registration and licenses. Accordingly, the Labor Department of Government of Maharashtra has issued notification dated 18th May 2015, which is very recent, regarding issuance of the registration certificate and renewal of registration under the Maharashtra Shops and Establishment Act 1948 within 7 working days from the date of receipt of the application. So here further we can say there are some amendment made to the act, or we can say there are such faster processes happening for the registration and getting the license or certificate under the Shops and Establishment Act. So the notification which is recently issued on 18th May 2015 says that once the business person or the employer has made an application that they want to get into the registration of Shop and Establishment Act, the maximum time limit set for issuance of such a certificate is 7 days. Failing of which the registration or renewal of the registration of the establishment shall be deemed to have been granted. That means here they deem, if there is a delay happening in issuance of certificate after making an application, it is deemed to be certified. Registration of shop and establishment. Any citizen who wishes to open new shop or a commercial establishment, wants to commerce its business within the jurisdiction of Government of Maharashtra, has to register itself under the Bombay Shops and Commercial Establishment Act 1948. Now, here it talks about who actually have to get registered under this act. So any person or any citizen of India who wants to open a shop for a commercial purpose. So when we say commercial purpose, it is buying and selling of goods and services of any nature. So when he wants to enter into a business of commercial nature, they need to get themselves registered under this act and get the license or say certification, which needs to be displayed in their shop and establishment. And once they apply for this act, as mentioned in the prior unit, they will get it within the 7 days of time, and once they are applying to it, they are binded to follow the rules and the provisions made under this act. Section 43, powers and duties of local authorities. Save as otherwise provided in this act, it shall be the duty of every local authority to enforce within the area subject to its jurisdiction the provision of this act, subject to such supervision of the state government as may be prescribed. So here, to further faster, making it faster and making its implementation more powerful, we have decentralized it to the local authorities. That means now the local authorities will be taking care of the registration of such shops and establishments. That means they make sure that whenever there is a new setup, they need to get it registered, whether they are registered or not, first of all. And if they are registered, they will also look into their renewals, because this license need to be renewed or timely. So they will intervene in this matter. Also, they will intervene and check and supervise and control whether all the provisions mentioned in this act regarding the timing of work, then young people, women are being followed in that particular shop or an establishment or not. Section 49, powers and duties of inspectors. So now when we talk about control mechanism, so here is the control mechanism, wherein they are appointing inspectors who goes and inspect, whether the provisions are being followed on regular basis or not. So what are the powers and the responsibilities of such inspectors? Subject to any rule made by the state government in this behalf, an inspector may, within the local limits for which he is appointed. So that means here we also come to know that for every local area there may be inspectors, and they have their limitations restricted to that particular local area for which he is or she is appointed. Enter at all reasonable time and with such assistance. So when we talk about reasonable time, so reasonable time may be when the shops or establishments are operating with such assistance. That means he may take assistance. If any being person in the service of the government or of any local authority as he thinks fit. So he may take assistance of any person who he or she thinks fit. Any place which is or which he has reason to believe is an establishment. Make such examination of the premises and of any prescribed registers, records and notices, and take on the spot or otherwise evidence of any persons as he may deem necessary for carrying out the purpose of this act. So your to some extent some liberty is being given to the inspector. So first of all, he can enter into any establishment for inspection with an assistance. And here he has that power to check all the registers, notices, again which is mentioned in the provision of the act, what kind of registers and records any shop and establishment has to maintain. It is already a list of such registers, records are being given prior. So this inspectors make sure that such registers and such notices which are to be issued timely for better communication and to pass on the information to employees, or certain notices which are issued by the government need to be displayed, so that everybody working in that particular shop or establishment comes to their notice. So such records may be checked by the inspector, and they can take it as evidence in whatever manner they feel it comfortable and what they feel is right. So they can take the evidence as per their requirement if required. Section 49, powers and duties of inspectors, talk about subject to any rules made by the state government in this behalf, an inspector may within the local limits for which he is appointed. So here section 49 also talks about the rules which are being made by the state government for the inspectors itself. If he has reason to suspect that any employer of an establishment to which this act applies has committed an offence, That means what we mean commitment of offense is that the employer of that particular shop and establishment is not regularly or timely following to the provisions mentioned in this act or violating to such provisions. So when any inspector or suspects any employer doing this, punishable under section 52 or 55. So that particular employer is actually punishable under the section 52 or 55. Seize with the previous permission of such authority as may be prescribed such registers, records or other documents of the employer as he may consider necessary, and shall grant a receipt therefore and shall retain them only for so long as may be necessary for examination thereof or for prosecution. So now it talks about, you know, any suspect when the inspector finds that something is going wrong in that establishment or shop, they are not following to the provisions of this act, he may enter there, he may, you know, check the records, and if he finds the employers to be guilty, that means he have now sufficient proof to prove that the particular employee is not being following the provisions on a regular basis and he is guilty of that. He has violated the rules and regulation. So for further examination, he can take those records in his possession, but only till the time it is required or till the time of prosecution. That means punishing the employer. Section 49 talks about subject to any rules made by the state government in this behalf, an inspector may within the local limit for the which he is appointed exercise such other powers as may be necessary for carrying out the purposes of this act, provided that no one shall be required under this section to answer any question or give any evidence tending to criminate himself. Section 5 talks about inspectors to be public servants. So here the inspectors who are appointed locally are considered to be public servants. Every inspector appointed under section 48 shall be deemed to be a public servant within the meaning of section 21 of the Indian Penal Code, which mentions who is a public servant. Employer and manager to produce registers, records, etc. for inspection. That means they cannot deny whenever an inspector claims he wants to have an investigation, he wants to check records and registers, no one can deny him. Every employer and in his absence, the manager shall on demand produce for inspection of an inspector all registers, records and notices required to be kept under and for the purpose of this act. So any employer, or maybe in the absence of employer, he might have kept some manager. So in that case, manager will be responsible to provide all such records which are needed by the inspector to check. Maintenance of registers. According to section 62, maintenance of registers and records and display of notices subject to the general or special orders of the state government and employer shall maintain such registers and records and display on the premises of his establishment such notices as may be prescribed. All such registers and records shall be kept on the premises of the establishment to which they relate. Now here section 62 is a section which will provide, you know, the list of registers, records and the types of notices that needs to be displayed. So here all the list which is mentioned in this section 62 has to be maintained by the employer. And all such registers and records have to be kept at the place of operation. So in this act particularly, it helps, on the local level to keep a check whether, the laws or the act talks about such records, wages, the working hours of young people and women, maximum operating hours of the shop and establishment, opening and closing hours. So it helps us to keep a check on the local level. and it becomes more effective because some powers and responsibilities are allocated at local level, and continuously there is a inspection happening through the local inspectors appointed for that particular vicinity. So it helps, and you know, it implements all rules or provisions made under this act at a faster level. Thank you very much.